One of the three people who will eulogize Kevin White today at his funeral mass will be Congressman Barney Frank. Frank got his start in politics in 1967, working on Kevin White's first mayoral campaign, and was one of the many staffers who then went on to flourish in their own careers. We asked Congressman Frank what it was about Kevin White that allowed that to happen.
He was a great judge of character. He worked very hard, and I suppose it's self-serving for me to say that, but it's relevant. And he was also, though, a judge of where people belonged. He did not have this image, and I think, you know, people could be critical of some other political figures who, well, we're going to get this certain kind of highly educated, intellectually oriented type. Or Kevin White understood that you needed a team and that you wanted some people with great political skills. You want some people who were able to just get along with other people. Then once you were there, Kevin was interesting. He was not a guy who thought he had to micromanage everything. In fact, he was very honest. He said, I don't work all that hard. He set the policy. He picked very good people, and he gave you a range of authority in which to operate. And he understood a very critical thing, and I learned this from him. If you want to delegate to people and get the real advantage of having them be your surrogates, you have to back them up. You might say to them, look, I think the next time do it differently, but don't pull the rug out from under them.
In terms of Kevin White's vision of helping Boston become a world-class city, what was it that enabled him to see potential where others saw a decline?
He wanted to be a world-class inclusive city. Look, there have been efforts before him to start to rebuild. White wanted to continue that, but he also wanted to make sure that the city was fully representative of all the ethnic groups, not just African-Americans. What I remember from 1967, 68 was encountering a lot of resentment from Italians in Boston who felt that they were too Irish-dominated. And White was going to, and I think successfully, did integrate the whole city. And it was like he didn't have any choice. This was his job, and he was determined to do his job as well as possible.
What do you see as Kevin White's greatest legacy to Boston and its residents?
Well, in physical terms, it's the transportation policy. Kevin White was the one who said, no, you're not going to build an Interstate 95 through Jamaica Plain in the South End. You're not going to build an inner belt from Route 128 through Cambridge, through Boston, and cut up more cities. And he pushed instead for public transportation and the depression of the Central Artery, which, of course, cost a lot more than anybody thought, but has had an incredible favorable impact. So I think that was one very important physical thing that he did. The other was to say that this is going to be a city of neighborhoods. He preserved the best in the old Boston Irish political tradition, which had a great deal of value, but also adapted that to a newer, more diverse, more open area.
What will you miss most about Kevin White?
The charm of being with him. He was a funny guy. He was, again, because he was in both worlds, the older Irish political culture and the newer world, he was a great observer of that older world and very funny in commenting on it, but commenting on it in a way that wasn't totally denigrating because he recognized its value. He was just fun to be with. He was a very thoughtful, analytical, funny guy whose commentary on the politics and the people around him was always great to listen to.
Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
You're welcome.